It seems we are living in a marvelous era where the inquisitive eye of Big Brother has found a new playground, our own minds. Like a benevolent lifeguard, he ensures that we do not drown in the troubled waters of our free will. How fortunate we are! But beware, Big Brother is not always an external entity, the big bad government or the data-hungry corporation. No, he has found much more formidable allies, our own selves and peers. We have become potential controllers, amateur overseers who scrutinize the slightest actions and movements of our fellow beings. Isn't it gratifying to feel entrusted with such a mission? On social media, we reveal ourselves with disarming generosity, spreading our private lives out like laundry in the sun. Every shared photo, every posted status, every given like is an offering on the altar of Big Brother's greedy algorithms. Our personal data, once so precious, has become a bargaining chip, a digital feast for the merchants of the digital temple. But do not worry, it's for our own good. After all, who hasn't dreamed of being profiled and targeted by personalized ads? Then, we become afraid. And understandably so. Before posting a simple story on Instagram, we find ourselves sweating bullets, weighing every word, every image, for fear of attracting the wrath of the digital tribunal. We become our own censors, internalizing the inquisitive gaze of Big Brother into our souls. Isn't it liberating to self-muzzle? And don't think that this is just a paranoid whim. No, it's as undeniable a reality as the fact that the Earth is flat. We scrutinize our friends' Facebook profiles like a spy satellite, watch their Instagram stories like budding paparazzi, dissect their tweets like a CIA agent. We have become each other's big brothers in a merry-go-round of mutual surveillance. How beautiful the spirit of community is! Even in the privacy of our homes, we are no longer safe. Our smartphones, these marvelous pocket snitches, track our every move with military GPS precision. These extensions of ourselves record every step we take, every interaction we have. We have become transparent, like goldfish in a bowl, exposed to the curious gazes of those around us. But who has never dreamed of living in a glass house? It is high time we realize the magnitude of this absurd situation and question the consequences of this widespread surveillance. Are we ready to trade our freedom, our spontaneity, our authenticity for a sanitized image on social media? Are we prepared to live in a world where every thought, every dream, every desire is scrutinized by the judgment of others? It is crucial to resist this pressure, to refuse to become puppets in this digital masquerade. We must learn to free ourselves from the gaze of others, to proudly own our choices and opinions, even if it means facing trolls and keyboard warriors. We must preserve those secret gardens where we can be ourselves, unfiltered and unadorned, like islands of freedom in an ocean of conformity. For in the end, it is our humanity that is at stake. If we allow surveillance and judgment to infect every aspect of our lives, we risk transforming into enslaved robots, devoid of any spark of creativity and originality. We must fight to preserve our inalienable right to be imperfect, to think freely and to dream without restraint, even if it means defying the disapproving gaze of Big Brother. After all, nothing ventured, nothing gained.